Now, from the Texas State Network, TSN Agribusiness presents Shoot the Bull with TSN Ag Director Tony Purcell.
Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples tells us health officials are experiencing a busy flu season, so people need to take some extra care to stay healthy.
Well, we all seem to struggle with allergies year-round these days, but it's certainly that time of year for the flu season, and it can begin as early as October and usually peaks in January or February. The Centers for Disease Control already have categorized flu activity in Texas as being widespread, and the number of outpatients seen for flu symptoms has been reported as extremely high.
So how serious is it?
Well, some lucky people never seem to get sick at all, and most others recover in a few days. But others, particularly elderly, children, pregnant women, and people with health conditions such as diabetes, asthma, or heart disease, can be at risk for having more serious complications. As always, if you have any questions or concerns, it's best to seek a medical professional.
So how do you guard against the flu?
I guess the main thing to remember is that the flu is contagious. Coughing and sneezing, for example, are common ways in which the flu spreads. You may even pass along the flu virus before you even know you're sick. The simplest and most effective ways to prevent the spread of germs are to thoroughly and regularly wash your hands, cover your mouth when you cough, get plenty of rest, and drink lots of fluid. Eating a Texas grapefruit or orange, which is packed with vitamin C, is just a good way to stay healthy. Even if you've had the flu shot, you need to be cautious and use these tips to safeguard yourself and your family and stay healthy this year.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with the Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.